absolutely sullied by now. Thank you, Carl. That was great. That's why you never give people violets, because they do a much better job if they improvise. This poem is called Dry Your Hands by the Barn. Dry Your Hands by the Pillar of Fire. Concerning all the young ladies and men of Maldives. That's the whole poem.
This reading has a war theme.
Dear flutter of a foolish heart. They entered the kitchen. Slow boy was rapping at the stranger's door, made a rude broke board. Everything is here. Are you satisfied? He answered death with a smile. Truthfully, there might be some objection on paper, friend. It was a rule, all right, in the happy moment we all want the unanswerable sun. Dot's whole attention during this explosion was on charmed shut-ins. Free from obligations and faithful to the last crime, nobody has been contacted, for crime is the great cloudy hum in a dirty town. Forsake this, please, she said. Try not to bet on a cirrhotic old horse. Washed up on a long walk back to spend a restless night philanthropically. That's got a lot of syllables, that word. Philanthropically. Hey, not bad. Sextasyllabic. Whoa. The applause is only for the vocabulary. The weapon of mercy. The weapon of mercy massacres. The weapon of mercy strikes bargains with the semi-automatic carbine gift, giving negative floss through the earlobes and under the eyes. The mercy weapon blasts the last standing with busted bootstraps in a planetary daze. Us boys like bruised dukes of the backyard biohazard play Nukem on the dream machine. The mercy weapon manifests here and there in the jagged heart and everywhere in the president's cheer. Hear, hear for all the ah-pook hoopla. The boom broom sweeps up. Notice a hasty mop of pride and pollsters wielded by Mercury, but the Mercury, the mercy weapon, has the tick-tock of a flimsy clock disgorging its guts. Makes you wait hand and foot on it. Makes you to make it or break it. Lasts half a lifetime away, buttering up the bitter bud at the back of the tongue with the woodsy taste of boredom. The mercy weapon wears down a garland of tooth and nail like sacred diplomacy. The mercy weapon strikes while the irons are hot, condenses on gullible children, baked in the barrel of this unanimous gun. The barrel burns the skin off your hands. If you use it, we understand. Living and dead lie down in your bed, waiting to hear the weapon cry mercy. Yeah! the Canadian soldiers in Afghanistan. Not exactly a popular cause. Lately bitter sister and a sister's bitten devotion. Flowery armored caskets wrapped in woeful listless flags. Come conspicuously camouflaged to enlist December's leave. With a blistering clangor of bells. Wallowing in the shadow's last allowances. A token of motion and deliberate might. Bloated, haggard, baggage lags behind a piping cenotaph, and the Legion's lemon-scented invocations, butternuts ripen, and they drop, and spring is nearer still. Outside, preachers grab stars and everything freezes over. Night, life, recruits arrested desert for its luminous Sioux. Listen, reckless flesh breathes, one bump over. Somebody sleepwalking straddles a saddle of course off course. A horse is a hearse, a curse, and most deserted. This is the prophetic vision of Proficius Ascutney. This vision descended on July 27, 2007, in a blazing cloud of glory. It comes in the image of Alexander the Great.
The founder of intermarriages of the year the ruler went into banishment and the blue waters of the human soul forbids the sea, only instead of cruelty, corruption, and vice, Tryphena's was deep, bordered on insane. She had her son of the divorce, to have a son to name every branch of the tree which reigned in the royal fat of St. Petersburg, on the other sphere of vice. Therefore, it is at the top and the bottom of society, like want, and thus opened a way of communication. At length, the Persian mutilating them in a horrible. She exhibited them to every hand by the vast tropical seas, which loathe the hot character of the most awful imprecations on the ships. Men by whom the winds can be recorded in almost every code compelled her to call Lathyrus as if to complete the exhibition of the brutal organization of the ancient kingdom. However, causes inherent to the blood of Macedon disarm the whole surface of written law. Her life ebbed away, into which flowed extreme and abominable wickedness, continual and absolute honor to follow. That's what the country is at length destroyed of.
Cheer it up a bit, somebody, Heather.
You're standing on all fours.
the limbo hour of the poetry.
I promise I won't read for now. Okay, obliteracy. This one's called obliteracy. That's what I study. I study language and obliteracy.
To find peace of mind, taken hand, any place that has lost hope entirely, and my dirty temper, twins both in me embedded. Interfering be blamed, patience as one already dead, buried possibility in patches of dense fact, nothing grazed in your soul, too busy feeding hungry men to be company for animals, at least three distinct species. Ranging in size, they slowly folded up a piece of the ocean, flushed it down the toilet at the square, and married in formation. I approached. They moved out of your way and arrived at the same conclusion, wet with poisonous conveniences. Sure, you have easily disposed of what chance I have left denial, and an angry savage with his monumental revelation, and a digital creature made entirely of string, will drive me hairless. But who knows the way? For the speaker was rarely the mightiest. It was a sad leave-taking in silence, the twins flickering, burn in contempt, the last oracles to be taken seriously. Rider is a rider, a wave rider, a 10cc rider, a suffering renegade rider, a wheelchair rider, a safe pick and lock rider, the chaste stump rider, possessed virtues with voodoo and proxy, apocalyptic pussy rider, a rinse-cycle line rider, fastened in the womb or an oscillation light as chemistry, a kite carving up the meat sky, who knows you by the liquid crystal display feedback in a flashback crystal. On this, but never more genuine. This is tricky. Balls fall free. A wave of flesh timed perfectly by the clock of sweat. Close at evidence of the positive palace of orgasmic consciousness with your pink rubber toy. And where are the toes? They are struggling to be fins. They are crashing Babylon in search of a forest. Dressed in joys, felt, and shod, shoddy show, they are the contradiction of being alive, and the big bastard Sunrider taking us below. The last sentence, the last period to end the book of the virus is where the human race actually enters the picture. Okay, here we go. Creationism, or the 6,000-year itch. Once, on a day like any other, the weasel was created. The weasel was created, but the gerbil evolved, and everything else appears out of nowhere. Noah's aardvark welding, zoo protein chain reaction, DNA, trilobite, jaguar, 6,000-year-old whaling breast breezes east, from Adam's fall to Eve's landing, circumnavigating from germ to jigsaw, gouging a grand canary in a canyon coal mine, 6,000 miles long, a mile or six deep, douche eroding at once or an inch an hour, from man to Mopaw to Maui's ACDC lava lamp, plugged in old faithful gets a facelift and blows the deadhead hairball of the dog named Homologicus, Jesus, or Hare Hare Ram, then volcanoes fuse our automatopoeia.
Yeah.
Automatopoeia. Rolex sundials
seated on primordial jet ski jolly jumper, a nanosecond Neanderthal loses hair sprouting Brussels, the neophyte or flight reflex communicates 6,000 Easter Island itches in a plankton and Junebug jalopy gone to Gondwana land, Lord and Ladybug, Toltec and Tex-Mex rosebud babies bartering logarithmic rent control on galactic condo or spiral lean to free Jurassic parking between waves, surfing seven woolly mammoth motherboards and tri-cyber tops, soaking wetware in a lazy phone sex data stream with your Demerol dream date, bifurcating backward to unity. Flying over angel fish fingers sticky with teriyaki chicken swings on vinyl and silicon Tarzan dendrites opposing all thumbs awry with ticked off tacky toads playing possum on an info bar on roadkill runway. Yesterday dream dinosaurs above memory chips, flips and books of Magna Carta of charter flight with rites of chatter in spring, inspiring passage to abundant visionary peptide backwash the learning curve. Love child drinks to success. A peppy tide pool, sharp, skinny, dipping drips. Brilliant illustrations of boggling doggerel and baffle gap brainwash on the pinnacle of creation.
Yes, you are!
Perfectoplasmic!
You are, you are!
But for this rash and viral hitch. All right.